A BC dog breeder will have to pay a couple $3,314 for selling them a puppy from their mini golden doodle instead of giving it to them. Serge Chung Lam Chung and Susan Chung Lam Chung went to the BC Civil Resolution Tribunal, claiming their agreement with the breeder was broken. The agreement said the Chungs would act as guardians of Noodle the mini golden doodle while she was part of Ana Isak Niño's and George Niño's breeding program. Under the contract, after Noodle produced four successful litters, the Chungs were to take ownership of Noodle and receive one of her puppies from the fourth litter. While their end of the bargain was held up, no puppy was exchanged. None of this is disputed, tribunal member Sarah Orr said in her June 6 decision. The Chungs claimed the Niños pressured them to agree to share the proceeds of their puppy's sale instead, something they said they did under duress. However, they claimed that they did not get a puppy, nor did they get any proceeds from the sale. Further, they said Niños did not follow through on having Noodle spayed and failed to return their security deposit. The Chungs claimed $5,000 in damages. Ana Isak Niños, however, said the Chungs told them to sell the puppy because they could not care for it and were not entitled to the sale proceeds. The Niños said the Chungs breached the contract by failing to take proper care of Noodle and by not cooperating with the Niños' efforts to have Noodle spayed. They say they do not owe the Chungs anything, Orr said. In a counterclaim, Niños claimed $5,000 in damages for loss of reputation and clients, time and energy she spent to find an alternate home for the puppy and draft a new adoption agreement, and for extraneous effort and anguish. Orr found no legal basis or evidence to support Niño's claims and dismissed them. In the end, Orr ordered Ana Isak Niño to pay the Chungs $2,400 in damages, $239.99 for spaying Noodle, $500 for the security deposit return and $175 in tribunal fees. Orr found George Niños was not a party to the contract and dismissed the Chungs' claims against him.